Broadcasting Company Radio Network, in cooperation with Photoplay Magazine, takes pleasure in bringing you transcribed the 11th Annual Photoplay Gold Medal Awards Dinner. What was your favorite picture of 1954?
Well, I think White Christmas was a beautiful picture.
Thank you.
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Your favorite picture of 1954, sir?
Glenn Miller's story.
White Christmas.
Magnificent
you,
Obsession.
I Am the Mighty.
What was your favorite picture of 1954?
Contessa.
The Barefoot Contessa.
Magnificent Obsession.
Star Is Born.
On the Waterfront.
You?
Barefoot Contessa.
The Glenn Miller story, I think.
The Egyptian.
Well, here's the man over here. What was your favorite picture of 1954,
on
sir?
On the Waterfront.
On the Waterfront. Thank you. What was your favorite picture?
Susan Slept Here.
Star Is Born.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's how the Photoplay winners are chosen. You, the fans of America, decide. As the result of your votes this year, here we are in the Crystal Room of the Beverly Hills Hotel for the festivities of the annual Photoplay Awards dinner and the presentation of the citations and gold medals. Here now to act as your master of ceremonies is that popular star of pictures, television, and radio, Mr. Dick Powell.
Thank you, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thrilled that Photoplay asked me to present these awards tonight. Now, just before we get on with business of the presentations, I think you'd like to hear a brief description of the scene facing us here. So we've asked one of Hollywood's most popular commentators to bring you some of the color and excitement of the star-studded event. Ladies and gentlemen, the glamour girl of the movie columns, Miss Sheila Graham. Hello, Sheila.
Hello, Dick. Isn't this a thrilling evening?
Of course it is, Sheila, and we're mighty thrilled to have you here. Of course, all you radio listeners are familiar with Sheila, whom you hear each Tuesday and Thursday on ABC. So, Sheila, how about one of your special glamour treatments about our party tonight?
Well, the glamour is certainly already here without any special treatment, Dick. So, I'll just tell our listeners something about what we're actually seeing. The glitter of the Crystal Room here at the Beverly Hills Hotel tonight is only surpassed by the glitter of the stars who are present. Believe me, the Crystal Room was never gayer. This is probably Hollywood's swankiest party room. As those of you who have visited it know, the Crystal Room is on two levels, the upper level forming an L about 12 steps above and around the lower level. The whole effect is set off by hundreds of gorgeous crystal chandeliers, and the beauty of these and the red plush decor is all reflected in the mirror-lined columns which support the structure. It's truly a beautiful sight, and tonight it has all come to life. As I look out over this magnificent array of talent, I see Mr. and Mrs. Jack Lemmon. And incidentally, he does a wonderful job in Mr. Roberts. Miss Kim Novak, more beautiful than ever, is with Kerwin Matthews. Mr. and Mrs. Aldo Ray are seated close by. Mr. and Mrs. Tony Owen, Donna Reed, to you out-of-towners, are here. And Jane Powell is here with her new husband, Pat Nerney. Miss Mona Freeman is seated at a table with Anne Francis. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Edmund O'Brien are here. And one of the most promising actors for 1955, according to you fans, Mr. George Nader, with his beautiful date, Barbara Rush. Jeff Chandler seems to be stagging it tonight, but enjoying himself immensely nonetheless. Mr. and Mrs. Jerry Lewis have come to our party, as have Mr. and Mrs. Gower Champion. Mr. and Mrs. Rory Calhoun are seated at one of the lower tables close to the dais, and Jean Crane and her husband, Paul Brinkman, are nearby. Well, Mr. Edmund Purdom is here without a date and seated at a table with Mr. and Mrs. Howard Keel. Pia Angeli and her new husband, Victor Moon, and Mrs. and Mr. Gordon McRae. Up to my right, and not far from the dais, on the upper level, are seated Mr. and Mrs. Robert Mitchum, who hasn't pushed a soul into the swimming pool tonight. Close by are Jane Russell and hubby Bob Waterfield. Oh, and right over there are Mr. and Mrs. Dean Martin. It's really a glittering array of stars to grace the guest list of this star-studded occasion here in the beautiful crystal room of the Beverly Hills Hotel. Now, back to you, Dick.
Thank you again, Sheila. I'm sure your colorful descriptions will help our audience picture the glamour and excitement of this occasion. I wonder if you fans realize just what awards of this nature mean to an actor. You know, it is, after all, you fans who are in a large part responsible for the success or failure of an actor's career, just as it is you fans who choose the winners of the Photoplay Awards. These awards are the oldest in the industry, predating even the Academy Awards. The first Photoplay Awards were passed out in 1920, and the winner of the first Photoplay gold medal was Mr. Adolph Zukor for that wonderful old picture, Humoresque. It is indeed a pleasure to present him to you again tonight, 35 years later. Mr. Zukor.
The Photoplay Awards have for many years been the goal of every actor, actress, writer, director, producer, and studio. I have never forgotten the thrill I had at winning the first Photoplay gold medal. My heartiest congratulations to those who are winning certificates and gold medals tonight, 35 years later.
Thank you, Mr. Zukor. Your contribution over the years has lent much to the artistry and dignity of motion pictures. In passing out the awards in recognition for artistic achievement, we must not overlook the magnificent technical advances recently made in the motion picture field. Tonight, Photoplay presents a special achievement award for VistaVision, a magnificent contribution to motion pictures by Paramount. Here to accept the award is Y. Frank Freeman.
It is a distinct honor for Paramount to receive this award. I accept it in behalf of the men responsible for VistaVision. They are the members of Paramount's engineering, technical, and research staffs. VistaVision was made possible through their efforts and not mine.
For his excellent representation of the motion picture industry as ambassador at large for the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, a Photoplay Achievement Award to Danny Kaye.
Thanks to Photoplay, and to you too, Dick. It's been a privilege to do whatever I can towards helping UNICEF bring some happiness into the lives of children all over the world. The work itself has been all the reward I could ask. This special award from Photoplay is a deeply appreciated and added bonus. Thanks again.
And another Photoplay Special Achievement Award for his outstanding performance in The Caine Mutiny and The Last Time I Saw Paris. This one goes to Van Johnson.
Thank you, Dick. And my sincere thanks to Photoplay for their kindness in naming me for this honor. We of the film industry always try to give the best performance we know how. And it is doubly gratifying when the fans give us this kind of applause.
For bringing the vast motion picture audience the classic Carmen in his outstanding production, Carmen Jones, a Photoplay Special Achievement Award to Mr. Otto Preminger.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Dick. Thank you, Photoplay. And thank you, Dorothy Dandridge, Harry Belafonte, Pearl Bailey, Olga James, Joe Adams, Oscar Hammerstein, Herschel Burke Gilbert, and Harry Kleiner, and all the others behind and in front of the camera whose talent and tireless devotion made Carmen Jones come to life. Thank you all.
Time now for the pictures you fans enjoyed the most. Certificates to each as one of the 10 best pictures of the year. Here's a musical clue to the first. Yes, a gold medal certificate to Warner Brothers and Wayne Fellows for The High and the Mighty. Let's listen to a bit more of the gorgeous theme music from the pen of Dmitri Tiomkin. Thank you. RKO for Susan Slept Here. A Photoplay Gold Medal certificate as one of the 10 best pictures of the year. High on the list of the 10 best for 1954 was the Columbia picture On the Waterfront. Photoplay's congratulations and a gold medal certificate. Another Photoplay gold medal certificate to United Artists for The Barefoot Contessa, voted by the fans in the top 10. One of the great bands of all time was that great organization headed by a man of music recently honored by Universal International with a picture of his life story. A Photoplay gold medal certificate to Universal International for The Glenn Miller Story. Historical films are playing an increasingly important part in Hollywood production, so it isn't strange that you fans should choose such a film as one of the 10 best of the year. To 20th Century Fox goes a Photoplay gold medal certificate for The Egyptian. Let's pause a minute now from the business of handing out awards for a special greeting from the editor of Photoplay magazine. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Anne Higginbotham.
Thank you, Dick. It is such a pleasure each year for Photoplay to give recognition as a representative of its readers to the many great talents of Hollywood. Each month, we have the opportunity of writing about all these wonderful people. But once a year, it's our pleasure to honor them all in person. After 35 years of Photoplay Awards, this night looks like the greatest night of all.
And now, back to passing out the bouquets. Play gold medal certificate to Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer now for the charming musical, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Paramount comes in for its share of praise now as we present a Photoplay gold medal certificate for White Christmas. One of the great stories of this or any year was made into a picture you fans voted among the top 10. To Warner Brothers goes a gold medal certificate for A Star Is Born. So much for 9 of the 10 best pictures of 1954, according to you, the fans. Following the time-honored precedent of saving the best for the last, we'll leave the best picture category momentarily and consider the artistry of some individuals. For her performance in Rosemarie in The Student Prince, you fans have chosen as one of the 5 best actresses of 1954, Miss Anne Blythe. And to you, Anne, a Photoplay gold medal certificate.
My sincere thanks to all the fans for this wonderful honor. You've made me very, very happy. And I'm deeply grateful.
Next, a Photoplay gold medal certificate to one of Hollywood's most brilliant stars, an award winner for many years in the hearts of you fans. For her performance in Magnificent Obsession, one of the 5 most popular actresses of 1954, Miss Jane Wyman.
Thank you, Dick. As you know, this is a thrilling moment. Getting an award always is. May I express my heartfelt thanks to Photoplay and to all of its readers for bestowing this honor upon me.
Another of the five most popular performances by an actress in 1954 was turned in by a young lady in three pictures. Susan Slept Here, Athena, and Give a Girl a Break. For her outstanding work, a Photoplay Gold Medal certificate to Debbie Reynolds.
This must be my big year, in more ways than one. In accepting this Photoplay Award, I not only want to thank the many thousands of readers who cast their votes for me, but everyone with whom I worked in Athena and Susan Slept Here. Working with them was a great inspiration, and to have you, Dick, present me with this award makes it twice as wonderful. Your help and encouragement in the last picture we made together is one of the main reasons for this honor. My sincere thanks to all of you for your kindness.
And that takes care of the gold medal certificates on the distaff side. Now to the gentlemen being honored here tonight. You fans have chosen for a Photoplay Gold Medal certificate as one of the five most popular actors of 1954 for his performance in Magnificent Obsession and Bengal Brigade, Mr. Rock Hudson.
Thank you, Dick. I'm really delighted to receive this award, and I'm very grateful to Photoplay Magazine. And to the movie fans who have made all this possible, I'm very honored.
A perennial award winner in Hollywood is also high on this year's list of stars whose performances you fans like the best. To him, a Photoplay Gold Medal certificate. He can't be here, so we go to Hong Kong, China, for Mr. Jimmy Stewart.
Hello, Dick. And hello to everybody in the Crystal Room. I'm very, very honored and very grateful to Photoplay and its readers for this wonderful award. And although Gloria and I are some 6,000 miles away, we feel very close to all of you tonight. Thank you.
You fans have voted a Photoplay Gold Medal certificate to Tony Curtis for his performances in Forbidden, Johnny Dark, and The Black Shield of Falworth. Tony?
Thank you, Dick. And my most sincere thanks to all the wonderful fans and to Photoplay Magazine for giving me this honor. It's a wonderful feeling to get this award, but the feeling of having pleased the moviegoer is the greatest feeling of them all. Thank you.
Two of our Photoplay winners are unable to be with us tonight, but our congratulations and gold medal certificates to Marlon Brando and Judy Garland. There you have the gold medal certificate winners, and now the big moment. The moment all you guests and motion picture fans all over the country have been waiting for. The moment to announce the top winners, the best actress, the best actor, and the best picture. So here's the first. You fans have voted for her performances in The Glenn Miller Story, Executive Suite, and Woman's World, a Photoplay Gold Medal to Miss June Allison. June, honey, I couldn't be more proud than having the pleasure of presenting you with this beautiful gold medal.
Thank you, darling. I feel very happy, very grateful, and very humble. The fact that Photoplay Magazine lets the fans decide the winners is the most important part of these awards. Pictures are made for you fans, and if you like us, we're very happy. But for you to like me this much is indeed a recognition which I appreciate from the very, very bottom of my heart. Thank you again.
The gold medal now for the most popular actor in 1954 for performances in Sabrina Fair, Executive Suite, and The Country Girl. And he goes to a great guy, Mr. William Holden. Bill can't be here tonight. He's in Hong Kong. So what do? We switch you to Hong Kong. Come in, Bill Holden.
Thank you, Dick. My most sincere thanks to Photoplay Magazine for this gold medal award. This recognition is cherished in Hollywood, because you fans decide the winner. That you've chosen me this year is an honor to me and a tribute to those three wonderful pictures, Sabrina, Executive Suite, and Country Girl. I wish I could be with you tonight in the Crystal Room of the Beverly Hills Hotel, but we're just having lunch here in Hong Kong, and it's even a different day. So I'm sending my thanks over 8,000 miles with a sincere bow of gratitude for every mile. Thanks again.
And that brings us right down to the final award, the picture you fans chose as the best of 1954. Here to receive the Photoplay Gold Medal is Mr. Edward Mull, Vice President in charge of production for Universal International. The Gold Medal Award for their outstanding picture, the picture you fans liked the best, Magnificent Obsession.
Thank you, Dick. At the moment, everything seems to be magnificent to me, too, especially the Photoplay Gold Medal. It isn't always like this in the life of the head of the studio, and therefore recognition such as this from Photoplay is very flattering and stimulating. I am proud of this award, proud on behalf of my studio, and especially proud of the fine, creative people who brought Magnificent Obsession to the screen. In their behalf, I accept this gold medal, and with them, I join in expressing appreciation for this honor. For Ross Hunter, who produced the film. For Robert Blees, who adapted the Lloyd Douglas novel. For Douglas Sirk, who directed it. For Russell Meddy, who photographed it, and for the stars and other players who appeared in it. Jane Wyman, Rock Hudson, Barbara Rush, Agnes Moorhead, Otto Kruger, and all the rest. They did a magnificent job, and for them, I want to say thank you.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. The citations and awards have all been given, and the 11th annual Photoplay Gold Medal Awards dinner is history. I'd like to thank Ann Higginbotham, Sylvia Wallace, and all the staff of Photoplay Magazine for giving me the distinct pleasure of being your host this evening. Thank you for listening, and good night.
You have been listening to a transcribed program of the awards and festivities taking place at the 11th annual Photoplay Gold Medal Awards dinner from the Crystal Room of the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Our thanks to your hosts, Dick Powell and Sheila Graham, and to all the stars for their splendid cooperation. The program was produced by Sylvia Wallace, directed by Dwight Houser. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is ABC, Radio Network.